This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We end today with a story that finally and at long last answers a question I know you guys have been dying over. What exactly is the economic value of all those cat videos out there? If you have no idea what I'm talking about, suffice it to say that there is a cat in Japan whose videos have been seen 158 million times. A call went out this week for submissions to the first ever Cat Video Film Festival. It's going to happen next month at the Walker Art Center in Minneapolis. A celebration, if you will, of viral cat videos that have taken the internet and many a workplace by storm. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has the story.
The Walker Art Center's Internet Cat Video Film Festival will feature some cat video classics, including Keyboard Cat, which has been watched 25 million times.
I basically just am known as sort of the cat lady around here.
Katie Zarnicki-Hill is putting the festival together for the Walker Art Center. She says in the last 2 days, she's gotten 500 submissions.
I guess I wasn't really thinking it would be quite as big as it was, but I guess, you know, cats on the internet equals viral.
Jack Shepard is senior editor at BuzzFeed, which tracks all things viral on the internet. He posts a lot of cat videos, so I asked him who was watching them.
Something called the Bored at Work Network.
The working man and woman.
And they need something to get away from their Excel spreadsheets and have sort of a quick something that will be entertaining and interesting.
All that interesting entertainment doesn't come cheap. Palo Alto Networks released a report last month that found internet streaming at work has tripled in the last 6 months. Palo Alto Networks' Chris King says video streaming and sharing files, like cat videos, are using up a quarter of companies' bandwidth.
And so a quarter of whatever your networking bill is dedicated to those two types of applications.
So why cats? BuzzFeed's Jack Shepard has put a lot of thought into that question.
They're aspirational, that you're sitting at work and what you really want to be doing is at home lying in a sunbeam. And cats have got that figured out.
In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.